This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Thursday, June 29th. Well, wheat continues to climb in the grain market. From the Allendale Trading Desk with more, here's Kyle Bumstead.
Currently, we've got corn unchanged, pretty steady across the board. The big story in the grains this morning has been in the spring wheat. We've seen some impressive gains there, new contract highs in most of them, which is leading to a little bit of spillover in the other wheat complexes as well as the soybeans. But corn just can't seem to get any legs underneath it today. On the livestock side of things, the Fed Cattle Exchange traded a couple loads here. Here in the south, 119 to 120, 120 in the north, 119 in the south. Hogs and pigs report tomorrow. Got some pre-report positioning for them there. EIA report, there was a build in stocks, and the dollar index has made some new lows here.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up 4 at 456 and a half. July corn ended the day down 2.5 at 357 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day up 4, ranging from 482 and a quarter to 510. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for July were up 4.25, ranging from 536 and a half to 551 and a half. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for July were up 23 and a quarter, ranging from 814 and three quarters to 819 and three quarters. Live cattle for June were up 65 cents at 120.45. August feeder cattle were up $1.52 and a half at 146.30. And July class 3 milk was down 8 cents at 1580. From the Ag Information Network at aginfo.net, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.